News, thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. The fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A man has been charged following a fatal stabbing in Sydney's Inner West earlier this week. A 32-year-old man died in what police say was a targeted attack outside a fast food restaurant on busy Marrickville Road in Marrickville on Monday night. A 31-year-old man was arrested at Concord last night. He's now been charged with murder and is due in court today. A cold front is moving into Sydney this morning, bringing heavy rain and strong winds. Jack Hahn reports.
Today, the apparent temperature will not climb far beyond 10 or 11 degrees because of those strong southerly winds and the relentless rain combining. A marine warning in place. Also warnings for things to do around your house right now. Tie down any loose items in the backyard. Try and park your car at work away from any trees. When we are talking about sustained wind speeds of 60 k's an hour, gusting upwards and over 70 k's an hour, trees are likely to come down, and unfortunately it will be a miserable morning on our roads and on our transport network. We are expecting flash flooding.
Qantas says it's putting contingencies in place so there will be no disruptions as the airline's engineers begin strike action. They're beginning with a four-hour stoppage in Melbourne today before expanding nationwide over the next 2 weeks. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union National Secretary, Steve Murphy, says they're fighting for better pay.
What we want to see up front is 15%. We think that that is a fair claim given that minimum wages have moved 12% over that same little period. And then we want 5% per year, which is pretty much on par with what workers who have got a skilled trade are getting out there in the general industry.
The head of the Israeli Armed Forces says preparations are being made for a possible ground offensive in Lebanon. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi has been visiting troops. He says the Air Force would continue degrading Hezbollah to prepare for boots on the ground.
The goal is very clear: to safely return the residents of the north. To achieve that, we are preparing a manoeuvre, which means your military boots will enter enemy territory, enter villages that Hezbollah has prepared as large military outposts, with underground infrastructure, staging points and launch pads into our territory.
That translation thanks to the BBC. The United Nations says around 90,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon since Monday. Aid agencies in the southeast say traffic is so bad, many are trapped and are sleeping on the roadside without food or blankets. They say Beirut has been overwhelmed by the number of people arriving there. Back home, Aldi has again proven to be the cheapest supermarket for staple grocery items. The consumer group Choice visited 104 supermarkets across the country, recording the prices of 14 common grocery items. It found the cost of both Aldi and Coles baskets has dropped since its first survey, while a Woolworths basket had increased. Editorial Director at Choice, Mark Serrells, says there was a clear winner when it comes to lower prices.
Of the three big supermarkets, Woolies, Coles and Aldi, Aldi is definitely the cheapest based on our survey. And also, much like the last one, Woolworths and Coles are almost exactly the same, which I think is an interesting result in and of itself.
Sydney's seen a rise in the number of houses and units with a median value above $1 million. Latest data from CoreLogic shows almost 80% of the city's housing market comes with a seven-figure price tag. Economist Caitlin Ezzie says it means those hoping to enter the market are being priced out.
The face of the million-dollar club isn't really that exclusive mega mansion markets that it used to be. It's now some of your more standard suburban markets, particularly across Sydney.
Hope Sport.
Australia has won its netball series against England, taking out the final test 69-56.
Hope weather.
Cloudy today. Very high chance of rain. Winds southerly, 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. A top of 15 degrees is forecast for the city, 13 degrees in the west. Right now it's 13 in the city, 11 in the west. Showers and 18 tomorrow, a possible shower and 21 on Saturday. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower again and 23 degrees. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you could make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western in Sydney.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Wires have come down through Epping this morning. Epping Road eastbound at Pembroke Street. Closing off lane. Cruiser on site. Traffic lights still flashing yellow. Preston's, Camden Valley Way, Ash Road. We have a car in the clear way through Redfern, Gibbon Street, City down near Marion Street. It's the multivan sale event at Volkswagen. Enhance all your adventures in the multivan range with a $3,000 factory bonus and a free 5-year care plan. And September 30, T's and C's apply. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1832.
Oh my. Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff!
Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone. Okay, guys.
The mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Annabelle. All right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Top of the morning to ya on this rainy morning, but hopefully the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's right, because we are sharing the joy this morning, because it's the first time back after winning Emerging Talent Award at the CMAA Awards.
Go us, as in all of us, including you listening. Thank you so much for shouting us out. And also to those who've texted in this morning congratulating us. Fam, we just, you know, we got the award on Tuesday night, and I was like, I'm ready to get back to it. Yep. I'm so excited to get back into work today.
Yeah, got to share it together and get back to it. Exactly what we do, which is bring hope and joy across the airwaves and across your mornings. And later on this hour, want to have a bit of a chat and let you weigh in on it as well. Of when has the Holy Spirit interrupted your plans?
Ooh.
Heard an incredible story while we were away. Got to share it with you. I want to hear your versions of a very similar story as well. But up next, what needs to make a return? Because a long-mocked 1970s household design is making a comeback.
Ooh.
We want to talk all things that need to make comebacks and a return. That's all coming up next here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danabelle, because winners are grinners.
Oh, wow.
This morning. We are.
Yes, okay.
I'm beaming.
They get
Hello.
It. They get it.
I said
Ex-ambassadors here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell in 1-300-40-2020. What needs to make a return? Or text us on 044-840-2020.
Because what was a laughed at tradition when it came to style and look is making a triumphant return, and that is the colour of avocado.
Wait, what?
But not furniture or curtain colour. Mm-hmm. We're talking bathroom colour. Bring it all back to you,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely not. What?
Yes. Do you remember when it was all the rage? It was the bathtub, the toilet, and the basin were all in the terracotta. It were in that like colour, in that avocado colour.
Oh, I'm cringe. Like, I'm just physically no.
Yeah, no, they're going back to it. So it's making a return.
Who's making these decisions?
I don't know. Well, actually, I do know. It's the young people who are purchasing homes and doing renovations at the moment who are going to their 1970s design features as being a more modern look. Now, the avocado green, it was once the must-have colour. Then, for decades, it was the colour that everybody removed from their bathroom. Well, now it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
I think of, like, the mustard yellow as well.
Oh. Yes. Oh, it gets me thinking of the different types of feature walls that we've had over the years.
Yeah.
Where it might be a coloured feature wall or the feature wall with the sponge print over it, or maybe the, like, the 1970s vibes where it had looked like timber cladding over the wall, and that was your feature. Okay.
Yeah. I think my old office and my old job was like that too.
They slate. That was another one.
No.
Like slate walls around the fireplace.
These things. If it doesn't go on the block, then I'm not doing it. You know?
There are plenty of things on the block that I would not be doing. And if you even tried, I'd be like, don't know, but we need to have a bit of a chat.
Would you actually? What do you mean?
100%. Because some of the like ideas that they do are terrible.
Brendan.
You have to agree. You can't lie.
I know.
Even the judges think that they're gross.
No, it's funny, the comments. But imagine if one of them put this avocado. The thing is, these photos I'm looking at, it's not like when you open the avocado, it's this like lush green. It's the avocado that's been left there for like 7 days, and then you open it up and that's the color. It's like this dull green that should not be touching any home.
I don't think it should be called avocado color. I think it should be more mold green. Because, like, you know, when the old fruit bowl gets the mold on the fruit, you're like, oh no, you lift the orange and there it is. Yeah, that's the green. Yuck. It is. I'm not wrong. I can see your face going, yes, this is good. Because it's not avocado green at all.
I'm physically uncomfortable.
No. Do you know, maybe what, for people, you know, to protect their carpets, maybe they should bring in the plastic lining that you would put over the top. Driven like down the hallway.
Oh, no.
I think my grandfather still has it.
Stop.
As a plastic strip that goes down the hallway. It's hilarious. Got to protect the carpet, you know. Except that was the bit that was like under the plastic because it was clear plastic. It was fluffy. And then the bits on the side had faded.
Or worn out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the popcorn roof? That cannot come back, but that could be funny.
I feel like that's still a feature in many apartments right across Sydney.
I know. We need to get rid of those guys.
Do we?
Yeah, do we?
How could we take it and turn it into something awesome?
Put a feature roof.
Like, over the top, cover
like,
it up.
Like a fake garden hanging down.
No.
And this is why I'm not on the block.
That's right. You just cancelled your subscription. But 1-300-40-2020. Design features or anything that needs to make a return. What needs to make a return from the past? 1-300-40-2020 or text us on 0448-40-2020.
Don't know about time, everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know what's done yet. There's been so many things that I just never said. Like all the things I think about when I'm in bed. I never really liked to hear that I was wrong. I saw my motivation never saw the sun. It's strange, super cloudy, I'm used to the night. I lost so many things, almost lost my sight. It all changed when I found you. This attitude to everything, it runs towards you. I'll never be by myself. I got you right by my side.
for the souls of the soldiers. On the narrow road, lost some bros on the shoulder. See, it's getting colder, but I know what he told us. They gon' hold you down, but the crown gonna hold up. Yes, indeed, oh, my melody is by that thing, and I will never leave. I don't need to die for me to rest in peace, the recipe. Half a cup of liver water fresca. Singing D-O-S-P-L-E, cumple su promesas. Wepa, let me see. Heaven looking good on me. Ooh, yeah. Turn my 2020 to some 23.
Evan Craft here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell. 1-300-40-2020, what needs to make a return? Because we've seen, apparently, the colour avocado make its return to design features for a home, and I'm absolutely not. I'm not on this train.
Yet. You'll come to love it. Because Kate has also texted in and said, I'm not surprised of more of these features in designs are coming back. The retro style furniture has been around for a few years. Originally, you could get it at an antique store, but now many of the furniture store and homeware stores have this kind of look available. Since vinyl started to become popular again, the turntables and cabinets became more a feature as an option for purchase. Not wrong.
Ah.
Like the cabinets with the curves on the edge, they don't have corners anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's that whole bubbly look.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hello, Brady Bunch.
Hello. I've got Charlene. She messaged in. She said, hate to tell you, Danny Bell, but the popcorn ceiling, if it's in an apartment, it's actually fireproofing. Oh, okay, just kidding. It can only be removed if you replace the fire rating to the ceiling. Well, you know what? For those of you that are just about to start pulling it off, stop.
Yes. And Anthony says, furniture comeback, purple shag rugs.
Anthony.
They were the worst to try and keep clean. Great to, like, lay on. I remember my grandparents had them as a kid, and you'd be watching TV and you just sit there laying on them as a child and rubbing your hands through the
piles. Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, this is so cool. Texture.
You couldn't eat on those.
Oh, gosh, no.
Because if you drop something in there, it would be lost in there forever.
Forever. Never find it back.
Chris from Queensland says, bring back hot pants suits with wide brick rack. Bright Rick Rack around the hems. In orange, I wore this on my honeymoon. Chris, that is that's special.
That's special. Does that fashion need to come back? Because there is a lot of fashion. We were in Australia Fair Shopping Centre the other day.
Yeah.
And just doing a run through trying to get some outfits for a friend whose luggage didn't arrive. And I kept thinking afterwards, so much 90s stuff is back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the style,
so many denim print. Options.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the print, they're doing some like images of bands and artists at that time printed on T-shirts to give it kind of that faded older look.
Yeah.
But it is definitely coming back. Have we as humanity run out of ideas? That's my question. We're just going back to bring out back. The old stuff.
Yeah. Can we finish on this one from Glenn?
Yeah.
He said, what needs to make a return from the past? My receding hair.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising.
Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
God is love and his word is light. And today is Buddy Euler for Bibles.
She said to me, oh, you know, I really wanted to change my life. I gave her a Bible and I said, you read this and you do what God says and just follow Jesus. That's all. God's word is peace. The only true peace that can come is from God. And when you read his Bible, you fill your mind up with peace.
Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at station sponsor BibleLead.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Ulla for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Wet and slippery conditions for your roads this morning. Take care out there. Watch your speed and watch out for large potholes. Epping, all lanes back open Epping Road after fireys have sorted out fallen wires. Preston's Camden Valley Way, traffic lights flashing yellow at Ash Road. Lapston in the Blue Mountains, Great Western Highway crash westbound in Governor's Drive. Over in the city, we have a breakdown on the Western Distributor City bound at the Bathurst Street off-ramp. That's blocking off lane 2. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are. With Brendan and Danny Bell. 103.2.
Be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, that's our political. They don't wear miracles, but he does, he does. Jesus found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was. No one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way.
Brendan Heath here on Hope Brekkie. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Anita Savage, good morning.
Good morning. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has stepped up calls for the large number of Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's calling for de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Senator Wong's been meeting with her counterparts at the United Nations in New York. She says civilian lives in Lebanon are being lost. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the situation later today. It comes as the head of the Israeli Armed Forces says preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Closer to home, a 31-year-old man has been charged with murder following a fatal stabbing in Sydney's Inner West earlier this week. A 32-year-old man died in what police say was a targeted attack outside a fast food restaurant on busy Marrickville Road in Marrickville on Monday night. Reining in the harmful impacts of gambling could be extended to sponsorships and advertising odds. Ads Communications Minister Michelle Rowland hasn't detailed how far the government will go, but says the focus remains on breaking the connection between sport and gambling. A year-long trial in New South Wales giving thousands of women better access to contraceptive pills is being made permanent. Pharmacists with the relevant training can prescribe the medication to ease pressure on GPs. And weather warnings are in force across Sydney today as a low pressure system brings heavy rain and gale force winds to the east coast. And I'll be back with more news at 8.
Thank you, Anita. And up next, got a great story that was shared with us while we were away. We want to put it out there for you to weigh in on your story of when the Holy Spirit has interrupted your plans. That's next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2. Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
At Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference. We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School.
Ever have someone give you the silent treatment when they get angry with you? Well, psychologists have a name for it. It's called immaturity. I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. When people clam up and give you the cold shoulder, it's usually their way of trying to punish you for something you've done or said to offend them. Some people deal with anger by taking a passive-aggressive approach. They try to turn the tables and make it look like you're the one who has the problem. When that happens, the best approach is to confront them head on. Say to your friend, I can tell that you're angry because of the way you're avoiding me. Have I done something to offend you? Then be willing to apologize if they decide to be honest about an offense. If they still deny that there's a problem, then drop the matter and move on. At least you know you've tried to make it right. For more relationship advice, sign up for our free e-newsletter at families.org.au.
Sydney's Hope
1032.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it, flipping through my phone. But all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us. But only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah.
That's We Are Messengers. You're on Hope Recce with Brendan and Danny Bell. It is 7:36, and while we were away in Queensland, we caught up with a few people, and one of the people that was there, of course, shared an incredible story, and we had to share it. We were like, this needs to go to air.
Totally.
And basically, it raises the question of when has the Holy Spirit interrupted your plans? 1-300-40-2020. You can bring yours or even text in on 0-448-40-2020. Because basically, his friend arrived in
Queensland.
The Gold Coast.
Yes.
Landed. Like anybody who's just flown, traveled, you're like, I just need to get to the hotel, got to get to my destination. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just get going. Did that and then caught an Uber while in this said Uber, hopped in and began a little bit of a conversation with the driver and just said, hey, how's your day going? In the back of her mind, she's like, nah, I don't want to, like, talk. I've just travelled. I just need to get to the shops. I'm hungry. Got to get my thing. I'll be kind and courteous.
I mean, we all have our list of things we need
hello.
To do.
100%.
Yeah.
So, hopped in this car. The driver said, oh, yeah, I'm okay. It's been a bit full up.
Yeah.
Bit full on, but I'm doing all right. And yes. So instead of going, okay, no worries, thank you, you know, and just going on with flicking through your phone, emails, whatever, this friend felt that the Holy Spirit just went, hey, little tap on the heart, ask why.
And the thing is, he said, oh, the day's been a bit mush.
A bit mush, that's right.
Right.
And so.
Mushy.
Mushy. So she went, oh, all right. And she was like, oh, Jesus, okay, I heard you, I'll respond. So she said, hey, like, mush, why mush? Why has it been mush for you? And he goes, well, actually, he goes, I'm originally from the UK, and went on to share that he's from the UK and he just found out that his mother had passed away, didn't know how he was going to get back, didn't have the finances to go back. So he had contacted his super to try and get finances there. That was declined. His conditions of accessing his super weren't met. And he was speaking to family to go, hey, could we rally everyone together to all financially contribute to get me home so I can say goodbye to my mum? And, of course, feeling quite overwhelmed with that, he went on and said that he'd played tag with his mum, couldn't get hold of her, but then the next day got the phone call that she'd passed. So he didn't have the final conversation. Mm. That could have been the final conversation, didn't know. But anyway, it was this whole moment. He shared about his life and a whole lot of other different bits and pieces. And long story short, in that car ride, at the end, she felt the prompt and she just said, hey, actually, before I get out of the car, I'm actually a pastor and I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? Mm. And he went, oh, yeah, no worries. My mum was actually Baptist.
So
and he
wild.
Right? And so he just said, she just said to him, look, I just want to pray for a miracle because God knows your pain. He knows what you're going through right now. And I just pray that the finances and the resources would come so you can get home and say goodbye to your mum. And she prayed with him and while holding the door because the next Uber passenger was ready, like, get out the car so I can hop in and go to my destination. But she finished her prayer and went on with her day. Now, she would never know whatever happened to him, where he went or what seed was planted. But if she didn't listen to the Holy Spirit in that moment and asking that simple question of why, the rest of that car ride and conversations wouldn't have unfolded.
And it's just taking it that step further, which is what she did.
Yes.
Rather than going, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It was, hold on, why?
Yeah.
Because that's not normal to feel that way.
Yeah.
Or even when people are like, how are you? Oh, good. Now I challenge people and I'm like,
right.
No, but don't give me the good. How are you actually?
Or the ones that will say, I'm doing okay. You're like, oh, good.
Just okay?
Yeah. Dig deeper.
It's just that extra step.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that extra step. It's always worth it because you actually don't know how that person needs, how much that person needs a conversation.
Yeah.
When you hear the okay or good, it's like, feel that prompt to go, okay, why? And why not great?
Yeah.
Or why not on top of the world? Not that people have to be there on top of the world, but if you're feeling it, just ask more questions because you'll be very grateful the day when someone says that to you.
And they don't have to respond, but you're giving them permission to respond if they like to.
Yeah, giving the allowance for you to give, this is the space.
Making
or if
space.
You want.
Yeah, and you never know what's going to happen or whether the Holy Spirit is going to lead the conversation, what you might bring to that person, what you might say, what seeds you might plant.
Totally.
But it provides an opportunity to do just that. And you don't know until you say yes to him first and respond to the prompt. And 1-300-40-2020. When has the Holy Spirit interrupted your plans? Or text us on 0448 40 2020.
Early break of dawn, we wearing fleeces that we never want before.
Empire of the Sun here on Hope Breaking with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And 1-300-40-2020, when has the Holy Spirit interrupted your plans? Friend had that when she hopped in a Uber and was confronted with the Lord, prompting her to ask why. When she asked the driver how his day was, and he said it was a bit mush. And so he went on to explain, and she got to pray with him and had this whole moment that she never would have had unless she did, if she hadn't followed that prompting. And it reminds me of many years ago. I was popped into the shops. While I walked in, I saw one of the people at the local cafe, and she was behind the desk, and she was, looked like she was in a serious conversation. As I walked past through the mall, went into the shops, grabbed my toilet paper and a couple of things that I needed, or a few items that I needed, got my bag and walked out. And as I walked out of the mall, I unusually glanced back into that cafe, and I saw that she was gone. And in my head, I thought, hang on a minute, like, she usually works on a Thursday, and this is weird. She's gone, but the boss is there. It's his day off. Oh, well, doesn't matter. You know, just new. And I remember getting to the car, putting my groceries in, and I felt the Holy Spirit prompt of go and get toilet paper. And I was like, toilet paper. I've just been to the shops. I know we don't need toilet paper, but I got the prompt. And so I went to go in my car, and I was so convicted that I'm like, oh, all right, I'm going to turn around and go in and get toilet paper. So I went back in, and I'm kind of dragging my feet. Like, Lord, what am I doing? I'm like the child that's
so
like,
inconvenient.
Go to clean your room. You're like, no, I don't want to clean my room. So I'm in that battle as I'm walking through the mall. I enter the shop, go through the rotating gate, and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm back in here. I was just in here. I swear that lady at the counter is going, what is he doing here again? I walked down. As I went to the toilet paper aisle, because that's where I felt led, I walked in there only to find this friend from the cafe on the phone, but in standing in front of the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Now, she looked up and saw me and went, oh, my goodness, with her eyes filled and tears rolling down her face. And she said, hey, and it was her husband that she was talking to, I've just seen Brendan. He's just walked up. I'll call you back. So she hangs up, and I'm like, what is that, like, you know, can we just pause? What is going on here?
Did you go, did you need toilet paper too?
Do you have a tummy ache? And she just said that she had just, she cannot believe that I was there. She saw me from the corner of her eye when I walked past. But when I walked past and she was having that conversation with her boss, they're actually doing redundancies, and she actually just lost her job.
No.
And so I had no idea that that is what is going on. And we stood in there, we had a conversation. I told her I was so sorry, etc. But I also said, hey, how do you feel about a job doing some care work in aged care? Because where I was working was looking for another casual. It could be a good foot in the door. And so she was like, here she was in that moment talking to her husband going, I don't know how we're going to finish off paying rent this week if I don't have money next week. And yet Brendan walked past. In that moment, I lost my job. And he knew of some other jobs that were going, and I helped her. And she ended up getting another job within days, a brand new career, and then off she went. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't listen to the voice that said, go back and get toilet paper.
And here's what we always say on this show, is that God is the master orchestrator. Why? Danny Bell, stop it.
Danny,
stop it. No, but God is the master orchestrator.
Come on.
Always.
Right.
He is looking from above. He's got the, you know, he can see everything above our own troubles and what we can see only past our nose.
Yes.
We go, oh, geez, we need this, this, and this in order to make to the next month. But God goes, I need you to trust me because I can see it all.
Right.
So why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know? You talk.
You talk. Well, it just reminds me of that day that I rang you. We hadn't spoken or been in contact. Paths hadn't crossed in like 11 months. And I rang you and said, hey, I think I've got a proposition for you. Come and have dinner. We went and had dinner. And I said, hey, I would love if you applied for this job as to a Hope Breaking. Got to go through the processes. It wasn't like, hey, I want to do a show and hear you. I don't have that power. No. but, you know, we had that conversation. Yeah. And you applied for the job here, and then look, here we are this time later.
Just gotta,
and like you said,
trust him.
Right? And you said it in your speech. You know, this time when we received our award, was it this time last year you'd laugh. And I feel like God says that to us all the time. In 10 minutes, you're going to look back at this moment and laugh. Just trust what I'm calling you to.
Yeah.
In half an hour, you're going to look back and laugh. In days to come, you're going to look back and laugh. Hey, lift your head up because I know what you're going through. It feels like you're lost and no one cares. But very shortly, you're going to turn around and see that I care and I've orchestrated things for your good because I'm for you. And it takes us that moment to pause, to be still, to hear his voice, and then actually step out and do something with it, with what he's calling you to do.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
God is love and his word is light. And today, Bible League needs you to help bring that light to First Nations people across Australia through Buddy Euler for Bibles.
The young people that were on their way to commit suicide, when they got the Bible, that changed their lives.
We're letting First Nations people know that they're seen, valued and loved. Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at stationsponsorbibleleague.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Wet and slippery conditions for your roads this morning. Take care out there and watch out for large potholes. Preston's traffic light still flashing yellow. Camden Valley Way at Ash Road. Another set through Bankstown North Terrace at Featherstone Street. Heavy traffic on the approach towards International Airport entries this morning. That's through Mascot for Marsh Street and Airport Drive. The M5 motorway is still a little congested. Casula City bound into Reesby. All clear though for the M7 motorway, Preston's northbound through to Eastern Creek. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
Something's gotta hold on me. Something's
Jessica Mowboy, you're on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. It is 7:56 and Jessica Mowboy, she's going to be a mum. That was announced last week.
What?
Did you miss that?
I fully...
Yeah, wow. Yeah, she announced it. Beautiful. So I'm so excited for her in the next season, her and her husband.
I've met her a couple of times before. She's such a sweetheart, and I love that she's going to move into this new season of motherhood.
Motherhood. Come on.
Love it. But in the song, people have been calling in,
right,
talking about their Holy Spirit moments, and it's just so beautiful. I mean, we don't have time to take calls, but Joanne just called, and she was talking about how she received a Holy Spirit prompt to go see someone in the hospital, ended up listening to that prompt, leading them to salvation.
Wow.
In the hospital, and then they unfortunately, the person passed away a week later. Had she not heard that prompt... Like, it's just like, it's, there's actually importance in asking the Holy Spirit. I'm crying again.
Oh,
stop.
I got goosebumps.
Asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in every decision that we make, everything that we're going to make in that day, a fresh anointing every morning. You don't know the different opportunities and things that God's actually going to bring your way that is so significant to someone's future, like their eternal life. Like, this is huge. So definitely something to think about. Every day.
Yeah, and you may not see the results of what it is. It might just be a seed that's planted, but it's just trusting that I don't know what I'm being part of or what you're going to do with this or where it's going to finish this story, but I trust that you're in it and you're going to do something incredible. So to take us to news, Citizen Way, here on Hope Breaky. Let my voice up singing, alle, alle, alle.
Station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. The Prime Minister says his government will not take negative gearing to the next election, saying it wouldn't help housing supply. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Anthony Albanese has been making the rounds on television this morning as presenters try and pin him down on where the government stands on negative gearing. It follows reports the public sector has been asked to consider reform options, the Prime Minister repeatedly saying any changes wouldn't help housing supply. The strongest indication has come on the ABC when asked if the government would take reforms to negative gearing and the capital gains tax to the next election.
No, we're not.
Mr. Albanese says it's not government policy. The Greens are pushing for a change as a condition of supporting the government's Help to Buy and build-to-rent housing schemes. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The Foreign Minister Penny Wong has stepped up calls for Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's urging a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Senator Wong has been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. She says civilian lives are being lost. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the situation later today. It comes as the head of the Israeli Armed Forces says preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Senator Wong says there are a large number of Australians in Lebanon and she's urging them to get out while they can.
There are flight cancellations and disruptions and there is a risk that Beirut Airport may close for an extended period of time. I again say please do not wait for a preferred route. Please take the first option you can to leave.
A man's been charged after a deadly stabbing outside a Mexican restaurant in Sydney earlier this week. Katie Fuller reports.
Police have been searching for a suspect in the murder of Sitaleki Filiakava, who had been out to dinner with his family when he was stabbed to death in Marrickville. Detectives have made their move, arresting a 31-year-old man at Concord.